You are listening to the audio version of the Bitcoin.com weekly news show with Roger Ver. For the full experience, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hello, everyone. It is that time of the week again. It's time for the news for, Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Lots of exciting stuff happening in the world of Bitcoin Cash, as always. The block reward halving is less than a week away. Lots of people are wondering, what's going to happen? What's this all about? So for those that don't know and are new to this, the current block reward on Bitcoin Cash is 12.5 Bitcoin Cash per block every 10 minutes on average. That's about to drop to 6.25 Bitcoin Cash every 10 minutes. So the miners are about to get half as much Bitcoin Cash per block as they used to. If everything else stays exactly the same, that means that the miners only get paid half as much. If the price of Bitcoin Cash goes up by double, then the amount of Bitcoins they get goes down by half. That means the miners still get the exact same amount. Lots of people are wondering, what's going to happen? What's this all about? Well, this will be my third halving since I've been involved in Bitcoin. And the last two times, basically nothing happened at all. It was a non-event. It wasn't exciting at all. And that's my prediction for what's going to happen this time as well. I think it's going to be a non-event, not anything exciting at all. But we're just a couple of days away, so stay tuned and see what happens with that. So lots of other fun new things. Some of the gossip within the industry there. So it's true, Stefan Rust is no longer the CEO at Bitcoin.com. He has a fantastic blog post on that exact subject. You can go and read that. I'll put a link down below. And congratulations to Mate Toke, the new CEO of Bitcoin.com. He was the very first person that started the company with me when OKCoin reneged and made a fake contract and all sorts of nonsense. And by the way, if you're trading on OKCoin, watch out. I have a default judgment against them. So at some point, we'll see what the court does in regards to that. They're still appealing it, and it's winding its way through the court slowly. But the default judgment was, I think, for over $500,000 US plus interest. It's been several years now. So if OKCoin is willing to fake signatures on fake contracts, you got to wonder what they're willing to do to you and your account. So anyhow, on the good news here, so the cash shuffle audit, right? So like I have a five-figure contract sitting in my inbox waiting for me to sign the moment we reach our fundraising goals. So I'll show you how easy it is to donate there. And I invite you to do that too. And the moment we hit our goal there, I'm going to sign the contract. And boom, we're going to have that underway. And then the entire world can start having a security, right? Or feel safe because it's been audited. Another really cool thing that I think a lot of people haven't noticed or paid attention to yet is AnyHedge.com. AnyHedge.com, they're just getting started there, but it's a really, really cool idea where you can have any sort of stablecoin asset like tied to anything, whether it's gold or the dollar or the euro or, you know, pork bellies or oil or anything. But the asset that's backing it is Bitcoin Cash. And then you like, so like, let's say you lock in $100 worth of Bitcoin Cash today. You want to make sure you wind up with $100 of Bitcoin Cash later. Somebody else can supply the other part of the Bitcoin Cash. No matter if the price goes up or down, when you close it back out, you still get $100 worth of Bitcoin Cash back out. So it's a really cool thing. Check out anyhedge.com. And I'm really rooting for those guys to get a product to market that people can use. So speaking of things that people can use, there was a really hot post over on RBTC. Some of the very best crypto discussion, period, happens on RBTC because it allows people to actually talk about it, not like RBitcoin where things are completely censored and you'll have your post deleted if you say anything that the moderators there don't agree with. So at RBTC this week, they were talking about Skype versus Zoom. And so I'm old enough, I remember when everybody was using Skype all the time for everything. And it was really cool. Like a lot of people maybe don't know this. Skype initially was a peer-to-peer chat app, right? You connected directly from your computer to the other person's computer. And different governments were getting mad about Skype. Oh, you're undercutting the phone companies and this and that. Maybe we can't wiretap the people that are talking on there. And they were literally threatening to shut down Skype. And the people that were involved in Skype, they're like, well, good luck with that. It's a peer-to-peer network. People are just, what are you going to shut down? So then eventually Microsoft got a hold of Skype, and basically they've been ruining the user experience ever since. And at this point, I hardly know anybody that uses Skype. Everybody's moved to other platforms. And so I think that's an example. At one point, Skype probably had, you know, 90%+ share of the market for, you know, video calling. And now I don't know what share they have, but I'm sure it's a lot less than it used to be. Everybody now is busy using things like Zoom or Telegram or you know, WhatsApp Messenger or all sorts of these other ones out there. And it's not Skype much at all anymore. And I think that that's a story that can be told for BTC. If you stop having a good user experience and stop allowing people to do what it is that they want to do in an easy, frictionless, you know, safe, fast, cheap, and reliable manner, people are going to migrate to something else. And that's exactly what we've seen happening within the cryptocurrency ecosystem. As I mentioned in another video, like, I would be embarrassed to try and promote BTC to somebody today. I'd have to tell them, oh, try this payment network, but you're not supposed to use it for payments. And if you do, your transaction might not go through and you don't know how much you're going to have to pay in fees. It might be 10 cents. It might be a dollar. It might be $50. And somebody might, you know, reverse the transaction using this, you know, thing that they added recently called replace by fee. Like, I couldn't possibly do that with a straight face. It would be absolutely embarrassing to try to promote BTC to anybody. So BTC, it has the Bitcoin name and brand recognition, but it doesn't have the user experience that's conducive to a long-term successful product. And that's why we're seeing people migrating to things like Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum and a bunch of other things out there. People are going to use whatever's useful in the end. And so just like Skype is still around because it had that big network effect to, you know, when it started out, BTC is going to be around for a long time because of that network effect. But, you know, MySpace is still around too, but who uses it? Not hardly anybody anymore. It's only around because it had that a big network effect to begin with. And so I think the same is true with BTC. Because ask yourself, like, it would be embarrassing to try and convince somebody to start using BTC today. What are you going to tell them? What are the good aspects that you have about it? So I don't know. Another fun thing that we have going on here is blockchain.poker. If you haven't tried out blockchain.poker, you can go over there right now today and you can play poker with people all around the world using Bitcoin Cash and then two other flavors of Bitcoin there as well. But it's interesting. Bitcoin Cash is something like 80, 85, 90% of the tables over there and the players there are using Bitcoin Cash. Why? Because it's fast, cheap, and reliable, and it just plain works. It gives people a good user experience. And so, like, I've even tried, you know, playing. I'm not a good poker player, so I lost, but I enjoyed giving it a try myself. So if you haven't tried out blockchain.poker, head on over there. You can win. It's real money. You're playing with real Bitcoin Cash right there at the tables. There's tournaments. There's free real tournaments where you can enter for free. So great job to the guys over there at blockchain.poker. It's a really, really cool thing. So, and speaking of spreading adoption and usefulness, go and check out maps.bitcoin.com. It's linked right there from within your bitcoin.com wallet. You can see, I think it's over 10,000 merchants maybe now, where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash right there at restaurants and coffee shops and bars and nightclubs and all sorts of fantastic things all over the world. And if you have a restaurant that you're a bar or business or anything of that sort that you want to start accepting Bitcoin Cash is the easiest one in the entire world, easiest cryptocurrency in the entire world to start accepting at your business thanks to the Bitcoin Cash Register app. Go and download that and you can be up and accepting Bitcoin Cash in like 30 seconds, maybe a minute if you've never done it ever before. And then you can add your business location to the map, maps.bitcoin.com. And in fact, we just launched a whole API at developer.map.bitcoin.com where you can go and if you run like a platform, like the ratings app stuff that they have out there. Anyhow, if you run some sort of big platform with lots of merchants or anything out there, you can list all your merchants, boom, right at once, right through our API. And then everybody's checking the Bitcoin.com wallet map will be able to see that. And the worst that'll happen is that you'll get new customers coming to your business. So that's a fantastic thing. And anybody who pays you with Bitcoin Cash, you can then go and spend it on Amazon and save 20 or 30% using Purse.io. I've been buying a bunch of stuff this week using that website. I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you haven't tried those things, make sure you check them out. And as always, man, if you're excited about cryptocurrency because you're going to make a bunch of money, that's okay. That's fine. But the real benefit here is it brings more economic freedom to the entire world and enables individuals to have more control of their own money. And it disempowers governments to be able to meddle in the economy and control what people are doing. And that makes not just your life better, it makes everybody's life better on the entire planet. So if you're really excited about bringing more economic freedom to the world, Bitcoin Cash is the cryptocurrency for you. Something that's just some digital beanie baby and supposed to be used as a store of value doesn't empower more economic freedom around the world. Peer-to-peer electronic cash does. That's Bitcoin Cash. That's why I'm so excited about it, and I want your help to spread it. So anyhow, that's it for this week, and I look forward to seeing everybody in the next week's show. See you then.